Chapter 26, The Mission, Part 2. That powerful wind made it hard to hover in front of the portal. More monster sparks kept coming, closer and closer. I took off Dreamflyer's pack in a hurry. I looked for Diamond in the front pocket. The pack suddenly burst open, and Flower Sun's head popped out. Her three eyes were blinking wildly out of sync. What? That you, Flower Sun? I didn't know what to say. She must have hidden in the pack right before I came through the portal. Thought you could use some help. I told you I know about villains. She turned her head and saw what was coming at us. Burning blazes! I never heard her swear before. Never. First, we need to distract the monster sparks away from the portal. All her eyes stayed wide open. Some of these explosive berries will do the trick. Her long leaf hurled some berries at the monster sparks. The berries exploded in flames in front of the monster sparks. Boom! 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 They stopped, looking surprised. Quick, help me out of the pack. Her red roots already formed her harness. Here, tie my tendril to your waist. I'll take the pack. Do some of those rolls you showed me before. I'll follow behind you, keeping the monster sparks away with a few more tricks. A roll coming up! I gave a thumbs up. As soon as the power stone comes out, she shouted, throw it hard at those monsters. Dreamflyer told me it is probably a booby trap. Let's give it back to them. I started a triple roll. Flower Sun flew behind, throwing more explosive berries. Boom! 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 The monster sparks came after us again, growling louder this time. They can't resist chasing us, Flower Sun shouted. Show them how dragonfly can fly. That will give us a few minutes for these other berries to work. Here, eat these. She handed me a few berries from the pack and ate some herself. We'll turn invisible in a couple of minutes. Until then, let's hold them off. Keep them moving away from the portal. The monster sparks chased behind and finally surrounded us. They slowly moved in, closer and closer, and formed a circle around me and Flower Sun. As soon as we turn invisible, dive straight down and toward the portal, Flower Sun whispered. They won't know if we went up or down. I saw her turn invisible just in burning time. I turned invisible too. A monster spark, confused, moved up close to me. We were nose to invisible nose. I held my breath. Its large yellow eyes had black around them, like a mask. There were four sharp horns over its eyes. When it growled, I could see two rows of long, jagged teeth. Its body was red with spikes that looked like armor. Flower Sun gave me a poke. I dived. She threw a few more explosive berries up to distract them from our direction. I had Diamond in my hand. We reached the portal. I could see the monster sparks hunting for us back where we disappeared. All the crystals were lit on the portal frame, except for two. On the other side, Dobro was waiting for me to remove the power stone. The plan was still for me, and now with Flower Sun, to slip back through the portal before it closed. I saw the red power stone again. I used Diamond to start prying it loose. We're visible! Flower Sun shouted. They see us. Keep working on it. I'll keep distracting them. I got a few more berries. Remember, throw the power stone at them. She let out more of her long tendril to fly as far from me as possible. The monster spark spotted us and flew toward the portal. It's only halfway out, I said in a panic. I was now jabbing at the other half. Flower Sun was behind me, flying side to side in the wind. The monster spark's heads moved back and forth, following her movement, like they were hypnotized. Take this! She launched a few more explosive berries. Boom! 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 The monster sparks pulled back. The stone is still stuck! I shouted. I'm out of berries! Flower Sun yelled back. She started throwing apples from the pack at them. My silver stone pendant started glowing and surrounded me and Flower Sun in a green glow, like a huge green bubble. It was some sort of protection. Finally, the Power Stone popped out in my hand. It's out! I turned and threw it toward the monster sparks. Kaboom! The Power Stone was a booby trap! There was a gigantic explosion. The blast left thick smoke in the air. The monster sparks looked like shadows flying in all directions away from the portal. The blast also shot our green bubble sideways, away from the portal. How do I stop? And fast? Change direction. Pop the bubble, the voice in my head said. The longer I thought, the further we moved away from the portal. I could see it closing. I stabbed Diamond into one side of the bubble. Green light gushed out, throwing me and Flower Sun back toward the portal. The bubble vanished. I beat as fast as I could to get the rest of the way back to the portal. I remembered my dream flight when I barely escaped. Would we make it? Gotta keep trying. The end of a purple vine came through the portal. Yes, Dobro, just what we need. I reached for it. I wasn't close enough yet to grab the end. My wings felt heavier. Flower Sun's tendril was holding. I stretched my arm, still short of the vine. I tried again and again, stretching and stretching. Almost there, Flower Sun! My eyes shifted from the vine to the portal. It was closing, fast. All at once, a loud rumble shook the portal, and all the crystals on the frame went dark. I saw both ends of the vine floating free. The symbol of the lightning bolt disappeared. We did it! We blocked the portal and saved the forest! All our friends will be safe! I shouted. Winane! Winane! Flower Sun sang out behind me. At that moment, I realized me and Flower Sun didn't make it out. The vine broke when the portal closed. I thought about Dobro and Carr and Doc on the other side. They could not undo the closing by then. I hoped Ocarina and Dreamflyer were safe. We all did the right thing to save the forest and Dragonflykin. No monster sparks in sight, Flower Sun said. They must have retreated for now. She was smiling at me. We landed on a fire tree with red globes. My heart was racing. I was happy. I was missing my friends. Strange to feel all those things at once.
Blazes, that booby trap was a burning explosion, Turbo. Oh, dear. I am sorry for swearing again.
Her red roots were tangled around her long leaves. Not a petal was left around her face. She was covered in black ashes. So was I. We both laughed at each other. Easy to see we barely survived that dangerous mission. We wouldn't have escaped the booby trap without that green bubble, I said, brushing the ashes off my wings. My Silver Stone protected us, just as Elder Root said. It saved everyone on the other side, too.
Amber or Gran or somebody escaped the Ruby Forest and got back home. I guess we've started that journey.
Flower Sun tried brushing off the ashes from her face with her long, torn leaf. Monster Sparks will be back. Let's find a safe place to hide, I said. Gran's diary will tell us where to go. Blazes! The diary is in my pack still on the other side. I have Dreamflyer's pack. I shook my head, thinking we were doomed.
I thought we would need it,
Flower Sun said, and held up Gran's diary.
I made sure the diary came along with us in Dreamflyer's bottomless pack. Turbo, did you really think I would let you go on the adventure of a lifetime without me? I wouldn't miss this one. I told you I know a lot about villains. Speaking of villains, yes, we better read this diary and find out where we should hide for now. First, let's see what Dreamflyer stashed in his pack.
She opened the pack.
Lots of great stuff. Let's see. Crystals, other magic berries, the camouflage hat, and a note from Dreamflyer, she said. As you can guess from the handwriting, he had trouble writing it today.
She handed it to me. I opened the note.
See you soon. First, in our dreams. Until then, I will miss you and Flower Son. Cannot wait to hear about your adventures. Your friend, Dreamflyer.
I tucked the letter in the front pouch of the pack. I miss him already.
Me too.
Me and Flower Son were safe for the moment. We sat huddled on the branch of that fire tree with red globes, with Gran's diary between us. It opened by itself, to the page, Good Places to Hide. I recognized Gran's handwriting. I wondered, was this her plan all along?